call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
This episode of the Profanity Nation is brought to you by the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than a number.
Profanity Nation.
Yeah, it's the new era of man for some old school fans with a new school brand. We got money on the mic with the plan in hand. And Stat Pat to his left, they go hand in hand. And to the right, we got Simpster, he putting it down. It's the Profanity Nation, we running the town. Yeah,
it's the Profanity Nation.
Welcome to the Profanity Nation podcast, where professional players deserve professional fans. Joined here as usual by Stat Pat and Money Mike. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. Happy, man. Basketball is back. Doing good, man.
Right? How's that feel?
Yes, sir. Can't wait.
All right. Let's touch base a little bit on what's going on still in the world today, of course. The big news is that basketball is back. That is awesome news, and I think everyone in the sports world couldn't be happier than that. But let's start with the less pretty side of the world that we've been dealing with, of course. We're still dealing with protests over the George Floyd murder and police brutality. However, it really feels like we've had some progress, guys. It feels like we've moved more towards peaceful protests, less violence, less looting. It feels like those people have been rooted out and the true movement is showing. It's been great. It's been moving in a positive direction. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, I think it's been really great. It was really bad last weekend. Saturday and Sunday was horrible. Monday, I got to tell you, Monday to me, it was like watching real live GTA for me, because the police officer came with the plan and to make sure that they wanted to stop the looting, and the looters didn't realize that they were going to be able to have a plan as quick. So as they were moving, trying to loot, the police officers were coming and scooping them up. So it was like real live Grand Theft Auto for me. Like the thieves were on missions and the cops were catching them. So I was loving Monday. But with that being said, for the rest of the week, it's been really, really great that the community has banded together. They've been sticking to the message, and they've been making a concerted effort not to loot and steal and do the stuff that's not necessary. So it's been great for me.
Yeah, I would like to just say what Mike was saying. Honestly, last week, I think the anger was really out, and people were it was manifest in different ways. Of course, the looting is something that we do not want to see, because it does bring negative light to what the people out there that are protesting for. And it looks like after that initial, wave of disorder happened, and now the last week is pretty much everyone's being on the topics. They're putting pressure, where they need to be in these certain cities that have these and right now look like the focal point is Louisville, Kentucky, with the Breonna Taylor murder. So it looks like right now the people are putting their mouth money where their mouth is. And I want to say one thing. Now I'm a Gen Xer. And, there's always that, the millennials this or the Gen Z's guys this, and how, we will always try to, I would say, put them down a little bit, because of work ethic or whatever. I can tell you right now, Gen Z is stepping up big time right now. They are the movement. They are the heart. They are the engine that is driving this right now. And all the bad stuff that we were probably saying before, all the negative stuff that we were saying, that they didn't want to work for anything. They wanted things handed to them. Well, guess what? That kind of works best for things of this nature right now, because they're not sitting there and they're not waiting for it. They want change, and they want change now, and they deserve change, and they're going to fight for it. And so I can say I'm going to tip my hat to Gen Z. You guys stepping up. You guys are doing well. I mean, you are actually it is, I mean, it's beautiful to see. And I think right now, I want to say Minnesota had just did something, which is, I think, is very, I don't know if it's controversial, but they're pretty much breaking down the whole police department structure and building it from the ground up. And that's just when we're talking about reform, when we're talking about putting, you know, words into action, this is what it's being. This is what it looks like. And I want to say I just commend the people from, you know, the Minnesota for doing that and taking that step. But once again, you know, I'm just so happy that basketball is back and we have some things to talk about and keep our minds off of things. But, you know, I'm definitely glad that, you know, we're back with the NBA.
You know, there's a former NBA baller, Steven Jackson, also a peer as far as co-host on podcasting, All the Smoke, I believe it is. And, you know, he was good friends with George Floyd. He's been quite vocal on social media and any outlet that will allow him and will spread his voice. And he's been doing a really good job about getting the word out and getting it out peacefully. It's been a really positive turn of events, at least in a very negative situation.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I want to add on to Pat's point is, I think the biggest difference with this whole social justice movement now is that these Gen Zs are not just listening to what their parents are telling them. You know, they actually have, you know, TikTok and Instagram and things at their fingertips that kind of gives out a different narrative that not necessarily been told by their parents. And to me, I think that's the biggest thing. It's interesting because, you know, as we grew up, you know, we did, and we, the morals that our parents had are the morals that the children had. But there was a video, I'm not sure if you guys watch it, but it was a Caucasian girl. I say she was about 15, 16 years old, and the parents were talking to her about, you know, the old narrative about, you know, we kill ourselves, whatever. And she came to them with actual facts and percentages and debunked their whole theory. And she's the child. And she was saying, look, I've been looking at the news, and I've been looking, you know, at the data that's coming in. So these Gen Zs are getting their information from other places. And I think that's really the major turnaround.
The information generation. You can't keep it from them. You can't shut it down. They'll find it, and they can smell fake news. They can smell fake news a million miles away. So, it's a beautiful thing. We didn't see, you know, this rise in the 60s. We weren't, you know, around. But I would imagine that this is the only thing you can compare to that as far as energy and a collection of energy together. It sounds like to me that, you know, last week we spoke about lack of a leader or leadership. It sounds like to me that even maybe though there isn't a single face out there right now, that they are starting to get it together and get that word out properly or in a better way, and weeding out, like we said, the looters, which I don't think were part of the movement at all. They're just opportunists anyways. So they were never part of the movement. But again, we mentioned Steven Jackson, NBA player, and he's doing a lot there. But that leads us to our great news that we're so happy with today, guys. We have breaking news, of course. The NBA is back. We actually have dates. We have a location. We have teams. We have teams. Did you guys happen to see Snoop Dogg? He was quite happy too. He was doing a little dance and happy about it. Guys, this is great. NBA's back. Just right off the bat, top of your head, what are you feeling? Go ahead.
Man, I think, you know what? I'm excited. I'm excited for it. You know, I like how they thought it out, and I'm actually like how One thing I love about the NBA as a whole, and you're really kind of seeing it now, is that the players and ownership, they really, really work together, you know, and they understand, you know, the business aspect behind it. and they're actually able to, you know, come to a compromise where they make things work. You know, got to touch on that because, you know, the NBA, I mean, not the NBA, but Major League Baseball, they're fighting. They don't want to give up anything right now. And it literally was like they announced what was going to happen before the players went ahead and voted because they already knew that they already had the votes to go ahead and get this to go. So I think that's an amazing thing, you know, that the player and ownership are able to work together to bring it. And, you know, look, I think it's going to be fun. This format is very interesting to me. You know, 22 teams, you know, they're trying to game seven. If everything plays out, the final game goes to October 12th, you know, the December 1st, is when the new season is going to start. So, you know, they already kind of have it pretty well thought out. And I'm happy that my birthday is in the summer. I never get professional basketball in the summer. maybe every 4 years for the Olympics, but man. Right. That's
Absolutely. This is going to be outstanding. Pat, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling real good. I mean, I'm just looking at the teams. Well, you know, there's a lot of things we could talk about when you get to go through the teams, right? So off the bat, it's 22 teams, but it's not a 11-11 split. You know, it's a little lopsided there. It looked like the West have 13 teams, excuse me, and the East have 9. Now, I could run down real quick of the West. They've got the Lakers number 1, Clippers 2, 3, Denver, or the Nuggets, 4, the Jazz, 5, we have Thunder, 6, Rockets, 7, the Mavericks, 8, Grizzlies, 9, we've got Trailblazers, 10th, Pelicans, Kings, and then follow up by Spurs and Suns. Now, the Suns coming in with a great record of 26-39, and I'm still trying to figure out how they're going to be within 4 games of the 8th seed, but hey, we're going to play these games. I can see there's 6 games in the loss column, so off first glance, you do see that it's a 32, the Grizzlies are 32-33, and the Suns are 26-39. So there is a 6-game, I would say, a gap between the two and between the 9th and the 13th seed. So they were able to go ahead and construct those.
It's 8 games. Now,
yeah. And so, but then you have like the Eastern Conference, which is like a mockery. It always has been a mockery. But anyway, we'll go with it. Got Bucks 1. The 2, Raptors, 3, Celtics, the Heat at 4, Pacers at 5, Sixers 6. You got the Nets at 7, Magic at 8, which is 30-35, and then the Wizards are the 9th team at 24-40. Once again, they're within 5 games of that seed, of that 8th seed. And so that was pretty much the general format to try to be within 4 games of the last spot. And then there will be a play-in game between the 8th and the 9th seed to get into the playoffs.
Regardless of record, do you know, that play-in game? Is that only if they tie, or is that regardless of record?
Well, no. You know what's interesting about it is, and I actually think it's kind of cool, the play-in game between the 8th and 9th seed, if the 9th seed wins, they have to win twice. If the 8th seed wins, then they're out.
Yeah.
So you know, kind of want the 9th seed to win that first game just so we can get that sudden death, you know, just add more drama to it, you know.
I just read that play-in will only be if the ninth seed is within 4 games at the end.
Okay.
So if they're 5 games out, there will be no play-in. The 8th just goes into the playoffs.
Okay, good.
And they only have 8 games to play. In order to make that up.
Yeah, so it's got to be a lot of losing, a lot of winning. So, and so in order to make up the difference. So, that being said, we can go ahead and kind of look at how the bracket then falls for the Lakers. In the Lakers bracket, there would be, if we're just going chalk, there would be the Grizzlies, which honestly, I mean, you know, the Lakers got to be on their game, to be honest with you. The Ja Morant, they got some, you know, they have nothing to lose. And then when the Lakers have everything to lose. And then also the winner out of the the Jazz and Thunder, the number 4, number 5 seed. And then, of course, then you got whoever is at that point. It'll be either the Clippers or the Nuggets or whomever will be with the being in the, against the Western Conference Finals. But I am really looking at some of the first round matchups, and that Rockets and Nuggets, that's that 3 versus 6 matchup. It's really, that's interesting. The Rockets, I mean, definitely were getting it together with the small ball. So that can pose problems to a team that is actually like the Nuggets that wants to bang and use their size. So it's going to be, you know, one of those games, one of those series where styles makes fights, and you will see that in that. So there's a lot of, you know, interesting matchups, and I'm looking forward to it, you know.
But, you know, you also have to keep in mind that, you know, a lot of those seasons could possibly move. Because, I mean, this really, here's my real question now. What players, obviously, you know, majority of the players are staying in shape, but there's some players that probably weren't working out, were staying in shape. And so the curve for them to actually get in basketball shape will be probably greater than some other ones that actually are in shape. So I definitely think it could be a move or a shift in at least a seeding, you know, because if a player goes, oh no, I gotta start working out, now they only got a month, where you know you have some players that have been, you know, working out the whole time to kind of keep them in shape.
I think as far as playing for home court or the best record, have they mentioned? I haven't seen anything allotted for any best record or home court type advantage. Have you guys heard anything about that at all?
No, and I think that would be kind of hard because, you know, it's simply, I mean, it's in Orlando. So the home court advantage, I guess, would be, what, Miami because it's in Florida? But
well, I heard rumors that they were talking about, but I haven't seen anything in writing, but they were talking about something along the lines of awarding the ball for 3 quarters at the start of the game instead of just the 2. So you would get the ball to start 3 quarters if you have home court advantage on your games. So the first 2 games, you would get those next 2 games, the other team would get and such. But I haven't heard anything specific, but I did hear something along those lines. But for them to actually change the rules of the game in the playoffs, that would be tough. Because then every record and everything becomes an asterisk because they had an extra possession.
That's yeah, I think you have to think it through and be thorough, but you don't want to overthink it. Because if you overthink it, then it becomes a consideration, like what you were saying, Jeff, into being a permanent rule for, you know, seasons to come. Mm-hmm. And some stuff you kind of don't. You know, we want to keep it like this was a necessity for us to do this now, and then kind of go back to the original format. You know,
keep it pure. Well, you know, with this season coming up and everything that we're looking at, they have a preseason. I heard they're going to play some exhibition games. Then we have the 8-game, rest of the season, I guess is what we're going to call it. Do you think there'll be any signings? Do you think there'll be any additions to the team being the Lakers?
You know what's interesting? I'm sorry, Pat, cut you off. You know what's interesting? I was looking at an article about Taco Fall, and because he's a two-way player, and I guess they just use him as an example, but he's a two-way player, and they were kind of questioning on what's going to really happen with them because by rule, a two-way player is not supposed to be in the playoffs, you know, not supposed to be on the playoff roster. So they were the article was discussing on if they were going to make an exception to that. Because theoretically, because he's a two-way player, he could come and play those 8 games, but does he have an opportunity? Is he going to be a reserve? What if somebody gets sick? You know, so I know they were still kind of discussing that with that whole two-way player situation. So, you know, I don't know if have you guys heard anything else about that at all?
I haven't heard anything, but I have a thought, but I'll let Pat go ahead first, and then I'll say what I think.
Oh, no. We were talking about players on the team, additions. We didn't really get to see this player before this whole COVID thing happened, but I'm actually looking forward to seeing Deion Waiters. We do have him. I mean, we've forgotten we had Deion Waiters. And I think he is actually going to bring us another element to the Lakers team that we don't have. And so I am looking forward to him. And it is also interesting when we're talking about just additions. Like, are we going to see THT? I mean, Talen Horton Tucker. Are we going to be able to see? I know you were saying a two-way player, but are we even going to see him get some burn during this? Because honestly, if say if there's an eight-game season, and the Lakers win five of those eight games, they're pretty much going to shut it down, and they're going to have other people come in there. So I don't know if they're going to go balls to the wall. Excuse me. I mean, I don't know what to say, but I don't know if they're going to do that. But it just I don't see them going. Even though they had load management, COVID-19 is load management. Let's be honest, that's load management.
Yeah, they don't need any breaks. They're going to go. I think they're going pedal to the metal, full force. This is go get it.
You gotta get in the rhythm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know how it is, dude. These fools be, man. These fools. What did Lillard said? Basically, said like, if we're not in contention, I'm not playing ball. Like, he just basically said, I'm like, I'm going to come back to play ball if I'm not in contention. And that's why Portland was the only team that voted against it, because they were listening to their players and what those players wanted. Hell, I mean, I know everyone was on the same page before this COVID-19 thing happened, and I guess the Lakers are all, I mean, they're one big unit. I mean, I know they are, but I don't know. I know, I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's definitely, yeah, I agree. Laker E-Rod basically was saying, you know, it's seeing both LBJ and AD in the playoff together is going to be crazy. I mean, that's going to be nuts. I mean, both of them are hungry to prove everything. I mean, they have, if you wanted to give two players like that, you know, hungry, that's crazy. To give LeBron James reason to be hungry, and then AD to say, okay, prove that you're the best big man in the league, they're going to have that opportunity. And I really think they're going to step up. But, you know, like, but when it comes to, you know, you guys said low management, I don't know, man. I mean, I know they should go full force, but I mean, like I said, I want to be wrong because I want to see my team full strength and watching all the games. But if I see THC up in there, if I see, you know, K-Cock, you know, or the Kostas, I'll be like, well, there goes that.
I have a thought. You know, there's been some. I don't know if you want to call it paparazzi photos and so forth, but you know, during the protest, somebody made a horrible mistake of breaking the window on the truck of J.R. Smith, and he paid the price deeply. Have you guys saw that video?
Yeah. You know, one thing about it is he went on video saying, "I did it. This is what happened. This is why I did it." And, you know, basically he would do it again. So,
yeah. You know. I don't think anyone blames him either. But, you know, on top of that video, there was one other video that was out there that I saw. And it was just a candid video, a little bit better situation. And it was LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and J.R. Smith riding their bikes through L.A., right through West L.A. or so forth. But they were all riding their bikes together. J.R. Smith, A.D., and LeBron riding bikes together in the off break.
That sounds like recruiting to me. That sounds like recruiting to me, man. I mean, you know, we got a spot, bro. I mean, you need to shoot. I mean, we need shooters. Yeah, I know. To see that meme again? I don't want to see it in the Laker uniform. That means things are all terrible. Things are bad. Things are bad if I see that meme and then you got Laker uniforms on. Like, they're not happy. So hopefully we don't see that meme again. But I mean, I don't know. I think JR can help us out if he did get to be on the team. So I will take. Look, I mean, do I sound desperate? I don't know if I want to sound desperate. But I'm taking everybody. Anybody want to come? Please come to the Lakers. We need all the help. We got spots. I know we got 15 spot roster spots. But look, we will make room. We'll make room for you. We who did we cut? What was that?
Troy Daniels.
Our boy Troy Daniels. Shout out to Troy Daniels. But you know, it's like I said, we'll make room for the right person. So
I don't know. Maybe I'm reading the tea leaves and putting too much together, but that bike ride kind of said a lot to me. So, how do you guys feel? Do you feel like I think the Lakers, based on what I'm hearing, small little tidbits from the players, I think they really worked hard to keep themselves in shape. They kept their eye on the prize, and I think they're going to come in ready as can be without being able to be in game shape, because we know you can't replicate that. But I don't think we're going to have anyone coming back overweight. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be one. I think it's going to be one on every team. That's just my feeling. you know, there are players that love to play ball. There have been MVPs that love to play ball that don't like to practice. So there's going to be one. That's good. We don't know who that person's going to be, you know, but we have seen, and historically there's been Lakers that's come in not in shape. So it's going to be one. And not just on the Lakers team. I think it's going to be all around. You know, it's going to be a few players that just going to be a little off. Their timing is going to be off. And it's going to take them a minute to get back in. I just, you know, you almost want to hope it's not LeBron. It's not AD. You know, it's not the key, you know, the starters. You know, let it be somebody coming off the bench. Now, Kuzma on the other hand, should have been working his behind off. You know.
Kuzma should be 2% less body fat.
Yes.
I mean, he should be working out so much. Like, he should have been like, he should be coming back like that fake picture of Alex Caruso. Like,
he should be coming out. He should be tested.
You know what I'm saying? He should look so good. They'd be like, man, you know, you need to go ahead and go to the room because we need a sample. Like, seriously. Like, yeah. I need him to be like that. So, and it's funny that you said that, because you were thinking, you were saying it, and I was like, is he going to say his name? He said his name, and I'm thinking like, yep, that would be my candidate too. I mean, that's unfortunate, man, and that's bad, man. I'm not a bad fan, man. Look, I love Kuz.
No. We're not bad fans.
If it had to be, you know.
So you're saying Kuz is coming back a couple pounds, or you're saying he's going to come back?
No. What I'm saying is, I think somebody on everybody's team was not working as hard.
I can't believe you're a Kuz hater now too, Money.
I know. I'm not hating. Kyle Kuzma, I'm a Kuzmaniac. I love Kyle Kuzma. Don't get me wrong. Kyle, I love you. Come on for Fanny Nation and we'll talk about it. Absolutely. All I'm saying is that I hope he took advantage of the downtime to just, you know, keep himself in shape and tone up his game. Because it was right there on the cusp, you know. And I always feel like, ooh, if he just do this, he will be sixth man of the year. So, you know, I just want him to get to that level. That's all I'm saying. And
you know what, Mike, that, you know, I do believe that, because one thing I can say about Kyle Kuzma, if that brother actually, you know, gets really integrated with him, because he got the game. We know he got the game. We know that. Right. There's nothing. We're not saying anything about the game. The game is awesome. I like his game. He has heart. That's number one. I mean, that just reminds me of, you know, the late, great Kobe Bryant, just being able to take those shots and wanting to take those shots and making those shots and having the confidence to do it again. And if he missed, he's not down on himself. He's ready to go after it again. So that is hard to teach. You really can't teach that. That's just something inside you. And so he has that. And I will tell you right now, if he did come back in any kind of shape, even if it's just his regular shape, but his game and his focus is like on another level, watch out, because that's all what the Lakers are missing. That consistent third scorer, that person that is going to, and the Lakers were doing that pretty much without the consistency of that third scorer. And if he becomes that 19 to 22 points a game in the playoffs, it's going to be hard for the Lakers to lose that game, because that's what people are looking at. They know they can't, you know, they can't stop AD. They know they can't stop LeBron. They're looking at other people to go ahead and let them win the games. And I believe that he has the ability, number one, to get after it and, you know, makes big shots when it needed. So if his field goal percentage is back up, you know, like you said, he was on the cusp. His three-point shooting was getting better. If he's consistent from three and he's taking it to the rack like we know he can, man, we're going to be in really good shape come playoff time.
And I just like to say, we get to see the GOAT. We get to see the GOAT. We get to see Caruso back again.
The Caruso show. Okay. All right. I was trying to think what Gochi was talking about, but you know.
All right. Now, there's one other segment that we started last week, guys, and we are calling it South Bay Lakers Player Spotlight. Who is it? Last week, we announced some stats and had a picture that we released on Instagram, and we had people guess. And last week, we did get Big Baby Jonathan, who guessed correctly that it was guard David Stockton. So good job there, Big Baby Jonathan. Very, very good. And this week we have another player spotlight that Stat Pat's going to go ahead and read about. And then you guys can guess once we put the picture on Instagram. So, of course, follow us on Instagram as well. You're up, Stat Pat.
All right. So this player played his ball at the American University, and where he averaged 14 points a game. He also had a little short stint playing with the Perth Wildcats of the Australian League. He also tutors mathematics for middle school and high school kids. And lastly, in his Lakers debut, he scored 19 points, making 4 3-pointers. Who is this player?
Great. Again, if you know who this player is, we're going to post this tonight on Instagram. Go ahead and answer there. Be sure to follow us. And if you guess correct and you're one of the first to answer, we're going to let everybody know on our podcast. All right, guys, this has been great. Let's go ahead and move on to the final word. We've got a lot going on. We've got a lot of good stuff. I see light at the end of the tunnel. There's a lot of hard work ahead socially, but I think we're going to get a little bit of entertainment back in our lives, guys. How do you feel, Money Mike?
Hey, I feel great. I mean, this week, you know, from the world is very, very progressive. I love all the protests that have been going on. Everything's been positive. Love the fact that the NBA is coming back, you know, again, like right around my birthday. I'm excited to watch those matchups. Man, I can't wait for us to, you know, the Laker-Clipper matchup and us take them down. And I'm going to tell you what, it's a Clipper slip and fall and we don't meet them. You know, Clipper Daryl, you ain't going to hear the last of me. I'm happy. Everything's was a good week. And I'm looking forward to the new information that's going to come out more about the season.
My final word is that, you know, I always thought that the NBA was a progressive league. Of the leagues that we have, the NBA has always been in the forefront of, you know, fighting for social justice and also taking care of their players and understand the climate. Even with the COVID thing, the NBA was the reason why a lot of the sports leagues shut down, and they understood the severity of the disease. And I will also say that one thing about, you know, seeing the NBA, going back to my point about them being progressive, and you see the players are also activists as well. You see a lot of these players are out there on the front lines and with these protests, hand in hand with the regular people, fighting for change. Just in our neck of the woods in Compton, we saw that DeMar DeRozan and Russell Westbrook was out there in Compton with the protesters. I think there was other, of course, we spoke about Steven Jackson. There was Steph Curry was up there in Oakland. I mean, you just have these players coming out there and showing the support, understanding what it is to be, you know, some of those players understand firsthand what it is to be discriminated against. And they know that because they play the game of basketball and they have millions of dollars, they have to use that platform for good. And just to, you know, to reiterate that point, we just saw The Last Dance, and one of the criticisms of Michael Jordan was the fact that he did not stand up during times where they wanted to use his voice for social justice. And so he had an opportunity to use his money, and I find out that he's going to be donating $100 million. That would be 10 years, or at least $10 million per year for social inequalities and stuff like that. So I mean, big ups to Jordan. Big up to anybody else that's doing that. If you got $50, $10, if you're out there just putting your money out there, you don't even have to do that. If you're just out there protesting, using your voice, everything counts right now. And so I'm just saying, keep fighting. And, you know, and once this is over, then we'll definitely be able to talk about basketball in a more consistent basis. But right now, I think it's going to be, like Mike said, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait. Always behind the darkness, there's light. It's always darkest before the dawn. Guys, this has been great. As always, wonderful to be with you guys. Thank you for joining us on our podcast, everybody. We appreciate you. We will see you next week. We need to have, there it is. Wash your hands. There it is. Money Mike. Say it, buddy.
Wash your hands. There we go.
All right. To everybody else, thanks again. Everybody, Lakers for life. See you later.
Peace.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Profanity Nation to keep up on LA sports and breaking news. And check in online at theprofanitynation.com. Thank you. This episode of The Profanity Nation is brought to you by the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than a number. During this new economy with COVID-19, it is important for your prospects to be able to reach out to you while maintaining social distancing. You can sell your products and services to the world with a great website that is on Google Page 1 and getting your share of the 2 trillion searches happening on Google annually. Contact the SEO Queen today for website design, SEO services, and all digital marketing services. Just visit online or call the SEO Queen by the SEOQueen.net or 617-475-0964.
The all-new Bashani Radio app for iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone.